the Sexual Rights Center receives with pleasure and sees that ruling as a major development and a major step in terms of protecting the rights of sex workers in Zimbabwe.
But the fact that prostitution is still illegal in Zimbabwe, what's your comment on that?
We as an organization, and as human rights defenders, we prefer to use the term sex work because this is the term that the sex workers would want to be addressed as. What we are saying is, or what the constitutional Concord ruling is trying to clarify is that there is no offense, or it is not criminal to work and operate as a sex worker. But there can be a case to answer when one who is approached by a sex worker goes to court and lays charges and claims that I have been approached by someone who was selling sex to me. But that situation is not okay. What has been happening is that the police has been picking randomly and arbitrarily and sometimes profiling women and arresting them on the basis of sex working or soliciting for sex, which was unconstitutional, as it has been clarified by the Concord.